Hachette Audio presents Days of Wonder, a novel written by Caroline Levitt, read by Exie Sands, Stephanie Willing, and Steve Quinn. Part 1. 1. New York State, April 2018. Ella stepped through the prison gate, blinded by the sun and the hard blue of the sky, frantically searching the crowd for her mother. At 22, she still felt so young, but certainly not the 15 she had been when she had first arrived here. Freed as if from a box, she stumbled forward but kept her eyes on her feet. If she fell, she knew she wouldn't be able to get up. Ella clenched the paper bag containing her belongings. Everything except for her old cell phone, which the police said they were keeping indefinitely. She craned her neck and rose on tiptoes, searching past the cameras, the shouts, for her mother. The air felt buttoned too tight about her throat. Colors vibrated, knocking her off balance. The gaping sky looked as if it might swallow her. What scared her the most were the news vans, the reporters rushing toward her, their voices like thorns. "Ella! Ella! Ella!" they shouted. "Miss Levy! Miss Levy!" And then, "Mrs. Levy!" That one aimed at her mother, Helen. Though she was surprised by the media's presence, their frenzy was nothing new. They had roiled up public opinion against her from the start. The New York Times had blared, "Queen's teen plots murder of Upper East Side judge." The New York Daily News had been even worse. "Queen's killer cuties attempted murder. Boyfriend's dad fed toxic tea. Redhead caught red-handed." Back then, after the incident, not a day had gone by that she wasn't in the papers, that there hadn't been TV trucks parked on the street at her mother's home, or reporters hounding her mother, shouting at her, picking at her past to find the juiciest morsels, acting as if Helen were to blame too. Because in their view, she had been a rule breaker with no morals, a single mother who had been banished from her Hasidic community when, as a teen, she had gotten pregnant. The media...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?